We're going to be talking about the escalation of sexual offences at schools and bring in the Department of Basic Education spokesperson, Elijah Mashlanga. Very good to have you with us here. These numbers, they're going up. What's going wrong?
Well, the reflection of what is taking place in society, good afternoon to you, Jay. It's a reflection of what the adults are doing and the kids are coping and they're doing it. I mean, if the crime rate in general is going up and those cross criminal offenses are taking place, surely the learners will also be learning from what the adults are doing. So it's a reflection of ourselves as a people.
All right, Elijah, I hope you're still with us. I lost you there. Of the 61 rapes of pupils that were reported at schools in the first 3 months of the year, 43 of the crimes were committed by fellow pupils. What's going wrong there?
Well, it's an indication of what's taking place in the community where these children live. We cannot isolate the school from where it is located. So what we see happening in school is what the learners bring from home, because if a learner has been taught to respect themselves and respect others, that's what they will do. But if they don't practice that type of conduct, then it's what they would have seen elsewhere, especially where they live. So we are saying that it's a reflection of the moral decay in the society.
Mm. I've got to quote Professor Catherine Ward here. She says that pupils are living in a perfect storm of a failed education system, experiencing numerous factors like abusive families, communities, and sometimes manipulative friendship groups. It really is the perfect, imperfect storm, isn't it?
No. That's a narrow view, which is extremely unfortunate, especially when it comes from someone that's that educated. Because you are saying that the parents have no role to play, other stakeholders have no role to play. The situation is that when learners come to school carrying drugs in their bags, carrying weapons, carrying unopened bottles of wine, coming to school, things that they take from home, how do you even begin to blame the education system? Maybe the education system at home, in the household, where the very first lesson of any type happens.
You know, you and I have spoken about this for many years. What needs to be done now? Where do we start?
No, we start at home. You know, when the sun comes up, the learners leave their houses and they carry with them in their bags whatever that they're getting from home. A school is a gathering place where people bring whatever that they have with them. The teachers bear the brunt of the different things that are gathering there from the learners. So we need to strengthen the way we raise our children as parents. They copy what we do. If we resort to violence as a means of resolving issues, that's what they will do. They do what they see. If we change our behavior as adults, then they will also change. You can't teach what you do.
And what do we do about those teachers who are also behind these sexual offences? What needs to be done?
We fire them. We fire them. That's what we do. You can talk to the South African Council for Educators. They will tell you what they do. They investigate, fire them, and take away the licenses from them, and they make sure that they never have to teach again. We have even revised the regulations around teacher conduct in school to make sure that they never have to teach again or set foot in school, especially if they're involved in offences of a sexual nature.
Mm, because as you know, as we all know, schools should be the safest place at the moment. Always good to talk to you, Department of Basic Education spokesperson Elijah Mashlanga.